Gretchen Bailey with Optometry Times, and today I am joined by Dr. Brian Paul, who is Director of Clinical Science at Johnson & Johnson Vision Care, and we're going to talk about something new and exciting. So, Dr. Paul, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me, Gretchen.
Recently, J&J had some great news to share about receiving approval for a drug-eluting contact lens in Japan, and that is called Acuvue Theravision with ketotifen. Did I say that correctly?
Yep, that's correct.
Exactly. Excellent. Right. So tell me a little bit about this lens, how it came about and why it's first being launched in Japan.
Well, sure. So obviously we always start with what is the unmet need. And we know in contact lens wearers that there's a significant percentage that experience ocular allergies, which lead to itchy eyes and rubbing their eyes, and which leads to a lot of frustration and reduced quality of life. And so knowing that and knowing some of the opportunities that are there with eye drops and potential limitations with eye drops, the research and development team, we decided to look for ways that we could potentially marry a contact lens with an anti-allergy medication and really get some potential benefits to the contact lens wearers who are experiencing these itchy eyes. And so I think the second part of your question was why Japan and launching in Japan. So again, we know allergy sufferers are around the world and experience the symptoms and frustrations with itchy allergy eyes during contact lens wear. And so we have been committed to develop the product and then to get the regulatory approvals as we're able to do that. And so we were fortunate to have Japan be the first country to give us a regulatory approval.
So when you say the first country, does that mean that you have other countries with irons in the fire for approval?
Yeah, so we are definitely committed to getting approvals in multiple countries. And so we are collaborating with the regulatory authorities. As you probably know, the timing and so forth for all these can be somewhat uncertain, but certainly we are proactively trying to get approval across multiple regions.
Do you have an estimate of a time frame? Speaking of allergies with a cat right there. Well played. That's Jake. So yes, he has a cameo. We commissioned him to come in and talk about allergies.
Well done, Jake. Well done.
Do you have a rough time frame on where approvals stand in the United States? Because that's really what our viewers would be interested in.
Yeah, certainly. So again, the timing is really uncertain right now, but we are actively having discussions with FDA and collaborating with FDA on making sure that we have all the right requirements met in order to get the approvals.
So if we switch gears for a second, and let's talk about the technology, because this is brand new. I mean, tell me about how this came about and how it works. I mean, the patient are we putting the lens in once a day, or what's the patient going to expect? I have a whole bunch of questions. So why don't you start talking and I'll jump in.
Sounds good. Well, listen, I mean, from a personal perspective, to be able to work on something that's the world's first is super exciting, and talk about a lot of milestones in the contact lens industry. And so to be involved with the world's first drug eluting contact lens is something that I'm extraordinarily proud of. But what's really neat is how the science works and how we're able to not only incorporate the drug, but to allow the drug to come out and to bring the benefit to the patient. So the drug, as you mentioned, is ketotifen, and it is packaged and it's incorporated within the contact lens, which is the Etafilcon A material.
Right.
And so then it's in a daily disposable modality. So as this product ultimately we hope will be on the market, then a patient would then they would wake up, put the lens in their eye, and then over the course of the day, the drug would elute from the lens, be absorbed by the ocular tissues, And then as they're exposed to different allergens or triggers for ocular allergies, then that ketotifen, which has, you know, is an antihistamine.
Right.
It's also a mast cell stabilizer, and it can also prevent the accumulation of inflammatory cells. So there's this triple action mechanism of action that occurs with ketotifen. Ketotifen has been well established in the marketplace around the world for an anti-allergy treatments, and it's proven to be very effective and safe. And so it's a really optimal marriage between this active ingredient and this contact lens material, which also has a long track record of safety and performance.
Well, let's talk about that material for a second. So this is Etifilcon,
yep,
Active View material, but it's now going to be used as a daily disposable.
Yep.
And you said that patients will wake up with the lens. So you mean apply the lens in the morning?
Yeah, let me restate that. So as a daily disposable product, then the patient would wake up without a lens on, you know, likely, and then put the lens in the morning, and then they would go throughout their day. And then at the end of the day, the lens would be removed, and then they would, so in a typical daily disposable modality, similar to Moist, which is also made off of the Etifilcon A material.
Got it. Okay. So would patients be prescribed this lens in conjunction with whatever other contact lenses they would be wearing? And then the patient would decide, oh, and especially this time of year that we're talking early spring, that patients would wear this lens for a couple of days, a week, a month, whatever they decide, and then return to their previous contact lenses?
Right. That's an excellent question. So, you know, the way that it's going to, you know, ultimately be dispensed by the eye care professional obviously will be very much, you know, dependent on the patient themselves. We know that there's a lot of patients with seasonal allergies. So in the spring, I'm one of these that, you know, experiencing the itchy eyes with my non-medicated contact lenses. But there are also patients that have perennial allergies. So indoor allergens such as, you know, Jake and his his pet dander or other sort of dust or molds that can cause perennial allergies. And so really on a case-by-case basis, I think the eye care professional will likely address, you know, understand what is the patient's needs and for treatment. And then, you know, what's the best combination of, is there a, you know, a combination of medicated and non-medicated contact lenses with the instructions of when to use. But I would suspect that the patient would get the most benefit from, you know, getting into the contact lens prior to allergy season. You don't want that inflammatory cascade to already get started and then try to, you know, it would probably be more effective to, you know, start on a medicated contact lens just prior to the season, and then be able to experience that comfortable contact lens wear, you know, throughout the allergy season.
Well, I was getting a little ahead of myself asking about prescribing recommendations for a product that is not yet approved, right, here in the United States. So let me ask you this. What about patients who need astigmatic correction, need a multifocal? Are we looking at line extensions for this lens?
Yeah. So again, one of those things where we are committed to trying to address the needs of all the patients that could benefit from this product. And so currently the approval for Japan is on a spherical lens, but certainly we are continuing to, within R&D, our job is to continue to innovate as much as we can to bring this technology to as many patients as we can.
So if we go back to the technology, I know I'm jumping all around here. Can you tell me a little bit about how this works, how the ketotifen is getting into the lens material, and how is it? So I'm assuming that it's slowly coming out onto the ocular surface. So talk a little bit about how you get the drug in there and then how the patient gets the drug onto the ocular surface.
Yep. So the It really is. When I said before that there's a this optimal marriage between the lens material and the ketotifen, it's very unique in that the there's this attraction, there's this synergy between the drug and the contact lens material that allows during the manufacturing process for the drug to be taken up by the lens. And then it stays in a state of equilibrium until the lens is then removed from the package and put onto the eye. Now, our clinical data has shown that the impact, that the efficacy of the medication can occur as soon as 15 minutes after the lens has been put on the eye.
Wow.
And then that the duration of action is at least for 12 hours. So we've tested as early as 15 minutes and as long as 12 hours. And the ability to get that quick onset of action and that long duration of action is through this release of the drug that happens relatively quickly and then more sustained over time. And so we've presented some of this data in scientific meetings to show that there's a very consistent release over time, but then after several hours, then the medication has been released, has been absorbed by the eye, and is able to provide that long duration of action against itchy allergy eyes.
That's really interesting. And I assume that you're looking at other medications as well for drug-eluting contact lenses for post-surgical use. I mean, there's just glaucoma. There's an infinite variety of possibilities out there of how this could help patients.
Yeah, agreed. Breakthrough innovation in this area is there's just so many opportunities. I mentioned that there are some potential limitations with eye drops. And so you think about, you know, the inconvenience, especially if someone needs to dose eye drops throughout the course of a day, the consistently reported non-compliance that patients have with eye drops. The other advantage to delivering medication via a contact lens, especially in a daily disposable modality, is that the lens comes already in individually packaged sterile dose. And so unlike a lot of other eye drops that need to have a preservative in order to allow multiple dosing, a contact lens can already be sterile and a non-preserved product. So we think that that's a real advantage, especially now coming back to the allergy therapeutic indication, that an eye that's already irritated or inflamed, being able to treat with a non-preserved product may actually provide some benefit. So again, from our side, from a high level theoretical perspective, we think there's a lot of advantage to Acuvue Theravision as we treat ocular surface disease.
Well, this is all really, really exciting, Dr. Paul. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me about J&J Vision's new breakthrough lens, Theravision.
Gretchen, thank you for having me here, and I really enjoyed talking to you.
Okay, that one, over and out. Well done. Are you happy with all of that?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with that.
Cool.
Again, going into the multifocal and the ASTIG is, if you feel there's a lot of value to that, I'm not going to say don't, but it is a challenging question. So I'm not sure if.
Well, it's what everybody wants to know. I mean, anytime there's a new spherical lens, the first question is, when are we going to see toric? When are we going to see multifocal?
Okay. You know? That's fine.
So, yeah. So I'd
there's rather. Nothing that I said that was inaccurate. So that's fine. Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. So I'm not going to do the introduction again. I'm just going to give my cheesy smile and then ask you the question.
Okay.
So my question for you today is, how do you think the COVID-19 pandemic has changed optometry? And do you think that any of those changes will remain after we move out of this acute phase and into getting back into a normal state of affairs?
Well, Gretchen, yeah, the COVID pandemic certainly has had an impact, and you know, seeing it from a perspective of an industry eye care professional, but then also seeing it at the professional level as someone that, you know, goes to the eye care professional, certainly this idea of telemedicine and interactions, you know, remotely, like we're doing here,
sure,
certainly has proven itself to be very effective. And so I think in that case, that would be one of the examples where the pandemic has actually opened up an opportunity for there to be potentially more contact between the patients and the eye care professional that doesn't have to always be face-to-face. Perhaps it will allow there to be more frequent touch points. And I could envision a situation where, you know, a quick question or, hey, how is this going? Or how are your contact lenses doing? It would be a really big benefit to allow us to continue as eye care professionals to really hear the voice of the customer. So hopefully we've opened up a way that we can have better communication between the eye care professional and the patients.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gretchen.